Hi, Duchess. Today is the 16th of November, 1969, and I'll just make myself comfortable on the bed. You probably can hear the music in the background. I have my radio on. Oh, dear. I see I ran off my last tape rather quickly. That was last Sunday. It seems I never get a chance except on Sunday to make a tape. Anyway, to finish up last week's story, I was telling you about all the confusion we had this meeting, you know, and I really felt a bit hurt about it because Jane went on at great length about my decision in reference to this girl, Barbara Gilbert at Vinlaw, you know. Anyway, Dodger, since then, of course, last Sunday, I had to, I taped you on Sunday, yeah, that's right. And after I taped you, I had to leave. I caught a plane, and I went to Vin Long and told Barbara she was being transferred. And then I spoke to the doctor who had been in on this. Barbara had gone to see him, this local doctor at one of the units there. And he agreed with me. He said that, oh, just a minute, Duchess. Well, that was an interruption. One of the fellows I met at the pool the other day, thought he'd come over and check on me. I don't know what I was telling you, Duchess. Anyhow, I'll make this kind of quick because he's going to come back. He went to get ice. See, I have a fair-sized room here, but I have no refrigeration. So if you want a cold drink of any kind, you can't have it because I don't have anything to keep it cold. So I don't mind because I have hot tea all day and everybody thinks I'm crazy. But I do have a bottle of scotch here, but I don't have any ice. So he's going to get ice. what I was going to say is, this weekend I had what I thought was a cold. And Thursday I didn't feel too well. And so I took off and I went to the pool for a couple of hours. And it was just great. And Friday I felt worse. But this cold or whatever it was, it comes as a fever. You know the way I get a fever? Anyhow, I had this turned up, yeah. Friday, I really felt bad, so I came home about 1 o'clock and I went to bed. And Paul was worried about me, so he went to the dispensary and got some medicine and brought it back. And I took some of the pills and some hot tea and I went to bed with covers on, no fan, you know, and it's quite warm. And about an hour and a half or 2 hours of that, Duchess, and the fever broke. And once the fever breaks, I feel great. And I know when it breaks because the water just pours out of me. And I was weak, though, so I rested. I stayed in bed almost 24 hours. And a good thing I had some cookies and things here, you know, with tea I can manage. And then yesterday was Saturday. I slept very late, and I went and had lunch. See, that's the only thing, no, to eat. I have to get up and get dressed and catch this shuttle bus to this one place where I can eat. And then I came back, and I went over to the pool. And I just love the water. It's just a lovely pool, and the sun. I just couldn't get enough sun. And I was so cold with that fever, I was actually freezing. So I went to the pool yesterday, and then last night, I came back from the pool, and I slept. I just kept sleeping, you know, and then last night I went to a party, so you know I couldn't have been too sick. I went over to Special Forces, they had a small party, and they had invited me over earlier in the week, so it was very pleasant. I went there, I went about 8, and I didn't get back till it was close to 1 o'clock by the time I got back, and I was very tired, so I slept very late again today, and got up in time for lunch. So I've had a real lazy 3 or 4 days, actually 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's the first Saturday I haven't worked overtime, I think, since I'm in Vietnam. But I told Betty that I wasn't going to. We don't have to, Duchess, but more or less every Saturday we have been working at least 5 hours overtime. But I told her I wasn't going to put anything in any time in Saturday. So I was better off for it. So I feel as though I've had 2 or 3 days away from the job. And as I say, today I didn't go to the pool because I think I got enough sun. I didn't get sunburned, but I'm getting fever blisters and whatnot. And I think part of this is from the fever, you know? So God knows what I had. But I'm still taking the pills. I only have a few left now. and they're ornate, and I think they're aspirin, and I feel real fine. Once that fever broke, I knew I was well. But when that fever comes on, I never know for sure what I'm getting, you know, and it worries me. So that was kind of this week. Also this week, in the earlier portion of this week, I shook hands with Joe DiMaggio. There were five or six very famous baseball players. All of them, I didn't know, except DiMaggio. There were a couple others I had heard of, but I'm not much of a fan, so I wouldn't be a good critic. But anyway, they came over on a handshaking tour, and I get to meet anybody that comes down this area because I work with Paul, and he is in charge of all entertainment, you know. So that's kind of nice. I'd like to have a picture taken of Joe DiMaggio and myself. Not a very good one, I'm afraid. And I also had two other pictures taken. The PIO people down here of DMACC are doing an article on me, being in the area, you know, like a newcomer to the area and what my job is. And they took a couple of pictures. If I get a copy of the article, I'll mail it to you. So they gave me two pictures of that. And what else happened to me this week? I didn't go very many places this week. I was busy writing my agenda. I have a program director's meeting on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. In fact, tomorrow's Monday. Tomorrow night, I'll probably leave for Vung Tau, and because the meeting is there Tuesday morning, and I can't get a flight there in the mornings, so I have to go the night before. And I'll probably come back Wednesday. In fact, I've been invited to dinner Wednesday night here. Kathy Myers, the gal who works at the USO, has asked me to come to her place for dinner. It was supposed to have been tonight, and I forgot about it. But I saw her today, and she reminded me that she had other things going on today, so if I wouldn't mind, she'd make it Wednesday. I said that would be fine. I'd probably be back from Vung Tau then, and it would work out all right. Also, this Friday is supposed to be my last day in these quarters. I'm supposed to be out of here on Friday, and so far the Army has no place to put me. Absolutely no place. So, I don't know what's going to happen, Duchess. The Army said the Corps people will have to extend this 30-day thing here, but I don't know. Of course, Special Forces people told me last night they would put me up. The only thing is, it's, you know, I asked him where he would put me up, and he showed me, and it's a bathroom that I would have to share with the colonel, and this just wouldn't go over, I don't think, with the troops. I mean, you know, me living, like, next door, not next door, it's all one big area, Duchess, and it's just partitioned rooms, and I would have a room there, but I don't like to, it's in where all his officers are, and I don't know. I'm telling you, being a female in the Delta is really a problem when it comes to latrines and privacy and all that good stuff. Anyhow, I let this taping go to the last minute, you know, until Sunday night, and now I'm going to have company. I was going to make a tape to Carolyn Hogshead, too, because I think I owe her one. I don't know. Anyhow, I'll try and get to it. Getting back to that story before I was interrupted, when I spoke with the doctor about this particular case and that I decided not to move this gal, you know, because it would strip her, see, of her, well, of her status in the military community where she's at, he agreed with me 100%. He said, "Ann, it will." He says, "It's too bad," because he said that even though Barbara took this move very, very gaily, in fact, too elated, you know, she just bubbled when I told her she was being transferred. Even the doctor said that's just a facade because she really is quite hurt. And he said at this time the best thing we can do is build up her ego. He said anything that will build up her ego will be helpful at this time. So anyway, I felt very good about my judgment, even though Jane was opposed to it. And I just shocked, I think, Duchess, over the fact that I know Jane is you know, a different type person than I am. She's very thorough in what she does, but she takes a very long time to decide whether it's right or wrong, or she will or she won't. But then I started to step back and look at the picture in a, from a distance, and nobody ever objects to anything Jane ever says. You know, like Beth Carney works under her, and Betty McKinney and myself, we're the three bosses now under Jane. All right, well, Beth is a complete idiot. I mean, she isn't even on the right subject half the time. So that is no competition for Jane whatsoever. And Betty, although Betty knows different and suggests things at times, she'll always back up 100%. Whatever Jane says, Betty immediately goes that way, you know? And that's too bad. I'm surprised. At this day and age, you know, like, what has happened to freedom of speech? So I think, I don't care, judges, if I lose this position here, I'll lose it. It doesn't bother me that much. I enjoy having it and all this, but I certainly am not going to sacrifice my individuality for Jane's comfort, you know? I mean, if we make a decision, I'll abide by it, even if it's not my decision, or, you know, I mean, I could be wrong. I mean that sincerely. That may sound funny coming from me, but I do think we should be entitled to voice another opinion and at least discuss it, particularly when a girl's whole career is at stake here. I think this is very important. But she didn't want to have any discussion or anything that would be in opposition to what she had decided. And I think that's a little unfair. I do think that this is important enough that we should openly discuss the pros and cons of different angles. And she says, well, we don't do that at this level. She says, we're all in agreement. I said, yeah, but nobody said anything but you. I said, you made a suggestion and I suggested something else in addition. I said, and I'm not saying mine was right or wrong or better, you know? But now, after I had spoken with Barbara and after I spoke with the doctor, I'm convinced my decision was perhaps a better one, depending upon whom you're looking out for. Because, as Jane said, we cannot be concerned with individuals. We have to look at the overall program. But the overall program is made up of individuals. And if we ignore the individuals, then we are certainly ignoring the overall program. I mean, that's just clear to me. So, anyway, time will tell. Meanwhile, I just keep plundering along, right? It's pretty good down here. I mean, I'm on my own. You know, that's the first time I had gone back to UCV in 3 weeks. And as I said, I was pretty upset last weekend just because of this discussion thing, you know? And I think Betty gets upset, but she is more tolerant than I am, Duchess. You know, she's far more patient. I have no patience. And I don't have the polish. I could have it at times, but I like to be honest about it. And I would like to feel that everybody else is being honest and feel free to say exactly what you're thinking. You know, that's my way, but it certainly isn't everybody's way. And then I was reminded that I am the youngest one, you know, and that I am the most inexperienced one. But by the same token, Duchess, I'm the one who has been the closest to the troops. I'm the one who has been most recently involved with the girls in the club, the problems in the club, because they've been at a clubs for years. You know, they've been in these administrative positions over a number of years, and they haven't got the pulse beat anymore. They've lost it. So that when you get separated from the purpose of your existence to begin with, then I think there's a weakness there. Anyhow, c'est la vie. Whatever will happen, will happen. This is almost time to turn over. I don't know whether I have time to start on the other side or not. I sure like to. Let's see. I'm trying to think if I got any mail this week. I think first I better turn this over, Duchess. Let me look at it. Oh, yeah, pretty soon. Trying to think. Oh, I mailed Mother another check this week. And, oh, thanks for paying the insurance. In fact, I forgot to mark that in my checkbook. I must pay more attention to what you say, right? I did remember you putting down the exact amount. That's very good, Duchess. Very well done. let's see, what else? Gee, nothing's coming to me. I keep thinking about that fellow coming back. He's a very nice fellow. He's a pilot. He used to work for TWA. I think I've turned this over.